So I've heard Darlene Bailey a few times at the PCA open mic and once here. And she's a wonderful songwriter, and I learned that she's completing her first CD with the amazing Seth Connolly. And I look forward to that, and I'm so pleased that she agreed to come and do a guest set tonight. Please welcome Darlene Bailey.
Feels good. Thank you. Yeah, it's great. Thank you. Got me. All right. Well, you know, Ellen, I think while we're handing out our thank yous, a big thank you should go to you and everything that you do here, especially for us having. Nice job. I'm going to start the set off with a cover song that I picked up from a Mary Chapin Carpenter CD years and years and years ago. And maybe you've heard it and maybe you know it, so please feel free to sing along, okay? Stumbled out of my rack, opened up the paper to the page in the back. It only took a minute for my fingers to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head. It said, the stars are stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed. I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah. No Professor Doom is gonna stand in my way. Strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. Pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Campbell's, burritos, and a bar. I crossed against the light and made a beeline for the park. Skies began to thunder, winds began to blow. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah. Tropical depression's gonna stand in my way. Who will feel lucky today? $11 million later, I am sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner, trying to catch my eye. Lila Love is right beside me with his hand on my thigh. Moral of the story, simple but it's true. Well, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Come on, you know this part. I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight. Hey, Lila, boys, you don't have to fight. Dog, I'm feeling lucky tonight. I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah. Think I'll flip a coin, I'm a winner either way. Dog, I'm feeling lucky today. Thank you very much. Now, I chose that song for a very special reason, and I did not win the lottery, but that wasn't the reason. But I do have the honor and the pleasure tonight to introduce you to someone who's going to accompany me on this next song, and it is my father, Buzz Dobbins. Come on up, Dad. Now, while he's coming up here, I want to tell you a little bit of a story behind this. As Ellen mentioned, I am completing a CD right now with Seth, and the CD is all original songs that I have written. And I like to write about things that are very dear and close. We think he's good. We think we're going to, yeah. Yeah. Do you want your own? Yeah, he wants his own. What the heck? All right, then. Sorry, I could have told you up front. But anyway, yeah. Dad, go ahead.
Nothing like that.
Anyway, this is a song that I wrote that is very true to my heart and very heartfelt, and I hope I can get through it without crying. Is he good? So anyway, thanks, Dad. Here we go.
Let it rip.
I was a young girl, just finding my way. Things I took for granted mean so much today. I played on my sixth string. We gathered around. Dad played harmonica, there's no sweeter sound. Well, I Taylor, songs I'd rather sing. But Dad liked the old songs, country western for sure, cowboys in the valley, or love true and
yeah, we hung Tom.
Bid Irene goodnight.
Night, Irene.
We sang of Laredo.
Streets of Laredo.
One poor cowboy's plight.
A dying cowboy.
Way up on Clinch Mountain.
Rye whiskey.
Nothing mattered at all.
Drunk as the devil.
And the train bent for heartache.
Long, tall, and handsome.
Wabash Cannonball.
Wabash Cannonball.
Thank you. Debut performance, Buzz Dobbins. Thank you, Dad. All right. Now, the rest of you don't get off easy. And those who weren't singing the first time around, I'm going to get you this time. This is a song that I wrote a couple years back. Any NASCAR fans here, other than Wayne and Debbie, my brother and sister-in-law? Any NASCAR fans in the room? Okay, just in that table, all right then. Anyway, my brother is a real die-hard NASCAR fan, and he took me to my first race, and this is a song about what happened that day. But I need your help on the chorus. It goes like this. He's my NASCAR stud, Iron Man rookie rod. Let me hear you do it. He's my NASCAR stud, Iron Man rookie rod. Good, not bad. Let's do it again. Give it with heart. He's my NASCAR stud, Iron Man rookie rod. All right, you can do better than that. I know that. We headed for the racetrack. I had never been before. Take in all the action, hear those mighty engines roar. Fast lane on the highway, zip to set the pace. For a day up in New Hampshire, we will catch a NASCAR race. The sun was shining high, it must be 99 degrees. I was about to meet the man who would leave me buckling at my knee. We climbed onto the bleachers, got a seat up high and back. Chips and some cold beer and a good view of the track. They fired up the engines, showdown had begun. Then and there I saw him in a car marked 21. Our eyes met in a flash and I was walked right to my car. He gave me a little wink and put the pedal to the floor. Who is he? He's my NASCAR stud, Iron Man rookie rod. Ricky Rudd holds the Ironman title and has 788 consecutive starts on NASCAR's premier circuit. No driver in NASCAR history has ever come close to achieving this standard of excellence and consistency. He's my NASCAR stud, Ironman Rudd. You won my heart, Ricky. Please drive carefully. Well, I bit my nails and I held my breath and I prayed up to the Lord. Just as Rick came round the bend and passed Mackenzie's Ford, he's cruising down the speedway, one hand on the wheel. Flew by Jimmy Johnson, you could hear those tires peel. Newman's in the dust, Jeff Gordon's in the pit, and Ricky crossed that finish line by more than just a bit. Who is he? Well, he's my NASCAR stud, take me for a ride anytime. Thank you. Thank you very much. All set.
That's a wonderful variety that Darlene's brought in, and many thanks to her for introducing us to her father's music. That was a wonderful duet. Another hand for Darlene and her father.